Welcome to another inspiring message recorded at Thrive Church, a church passionate about moving people towards Jesus. We hope that today's message will help and inspire you in your faith journey.
Are you glad you positioned yourself here today? I know a lot of you this morning, you were thinking to yourselves, can I just stay in bed? Do I really need to go to church? Well done. You made the right decision. Well, we are in God in the Movies, and the movie that I have chosen is The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Anybody seen it? Not too many of you. It's an older movie. It came out in 2013. We watched it the other day, and this movie is both whimsical and profound. Now, when it starts, it's quite whimsical, and I started thinking to myself as I was watching it, sure, it's a little bit too whimsical for me. I don't know, I don't do whimsical well. You know, I prefer like a real sort of psychological thriller. So this was whimsical, but as the movie progressed, it became more and more profound. And so there were so many truths that came out of this movie. There were so many things that really spoke to me. But the thing that stood out over and above everything else is the fact that we get to live lives with purpose. And that we get to live a life filled with purpose. Each and every one of us want to come to the end of our life and feel like we've lived that life, the life that we've been given here on earth, with purpose, don't we? It's so important that we don't waste the life that God has given us, that we actually live a life with purpose and on purpose and for purpose. And so, all through the movie, we see how it is that we can live this life of purpose. And there's three powerful clues that come out of this movie. The first one is the power of an encounter. The second one is the power of boldness. And the third one is the power of presence. And so Walter Mitty is a daydreamer. He frequently zones out of life. And he imagines himself in this adventurous world where he's the hero of all of his stories. And he goes on these adventures in his mind and in his imagination where he imagines romantic scenarios and various adventures. And then life brings him back and he has to come back to reality where he works in a magazine company which is called Life. No coincidence. And he's the negative asset manager. He produces the photographs that are needed for the magazine. But his life is about to transition into something very different because the magazine is coming to an end and it's moving to an online-only format. And so his life takes a dramatic turn, and he lands up going in search of a photograph that was lost and that was needed for the final issue, the final magazine. So he embarks on this real-life adventure that takes him across the globe, from Greenland to Iceland to the Himalayas. But all through this journey and all through his adventures, he begins to discover his inner strength. He begins to discover how to live more courageously and how to live a life filled with purpose. So let's have a look at the trailer and then we'll pick it up from there.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Hi, I can't seem to leave a wink for someone.
Okay, I'm looking at your profile. You left a lot of this stuff blank.
Well, I haven't really been anywhere noteworthy or mentionable.
Have you done anything noteworthy, mentionable?
We have ahead of us the privilege of publishing the very last issue of Life magazine.
Jumping up and down the floor.
And for the final issue, we just received negative 25 from Sean O'Connell for the cover.
It's 25.
It's not there.
I know.
Look what I found!
What's that?
Travel journal Dad gave me.
The son was an okay guy.
Hey.
They had a
hey.
How was your weekend?
An awesome weekend.
The ice
Jace, she moves like a woman.
I'd like to climb your hair.
Oh, wow.
What is it you call it when he goes into one of his little places?
Oh, zoned out.
You do that now and then.
What's the matter?
I lost the picture.
I like mysteries.
You should go. Crack the case.
You were Sean's partner. He finished his work.
I'm gonna keep this short. I have to make oxygen choices.
So today we're gonna look at how it is that we can live a life on purpose and with purpose. And the first thing we see is the power of an encounter. So Walter makes a decision to go in search of this famous photographer, Sean O'Connell, which he had worked with for 16 years, but he had never actually met. And he decided to track him down and actually find the missing photograph or the missing negative. But the inspiration came from an encounter through a photograph. It was an unusual encounter, but it was through this photograph that spoke to him, that propelled him into his next, that he needed to go into in search of it. So let's quickly have a look at this encounter.
Walter!
Walter was living in this mundane, boring existence of a life. And one encounter propelled him into a completely new direction and propelled him into a completely different way of living that led him to a life of purpose. And in the book of Acts, We see that God did the same thing with Paul, who was then known as Saul. God encountered him on the road to Damascus. God stepped in and encountered him. And in that encounter, he went from going in one direction to completely going into a completely different direction. And we see in Acts 9, 3-6 that it says this. As he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked, and the voice replied, I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Paul had an encounter with Jesus that changed his life forever. He went from persecuting Christians to a complete turnaround where he landed up converting people to Christianity. He went from one direction to a completely different direction. And for you and I, one encounter with God can change the direction of our life. An encounter with him can radically give us purpose for life. We can have that encounter with God and suddenly something is stirred inside of us. You see, it's all about positioning ourselves, church. When you bring yourselves into a service like today and you position yourself, there can be a moment in the service where you can encounter Jesus and he can radically change your life. There can be something powerful in worship or in the word or in a word spoken that will change your life, an encounter with God. Now, last week we had Encounter Night. And I don't know if you guys were there and who was there, but it was a fantastic evening. And I'm going to give you a snippet of what Pastor Byron spoke to us about at Encounter Night. It's about the power of positioning ourselves. Now, if we come into a room like today or into Encounter Night or into a ladies' event or at conference, whichever one it is that we choose to position ourselves in, we might come in half-filled. Am I right? When we position ourselves to encounter God, he cannot fill us if we keep the lid on the bottle. Nothing can go into this bottle. We cannot fill it with more water. We cannot top it up. It cannot be filled to overflowing if we keep the lid on the bottle. But if we take the lid off the bottle, and Kate's going to help me because I've only got one hand. If we take the lid off the bottle, we position ourselves before God with hearts open, with hands open, with minds open, with our souls ready to receive, God can fill the bottle. Am I right? You see, it's important that we position ourselves to encounter God. But it comes with an open heart. And that's what we are making space for in our Ignite conference. We're making space for you to be able to encounter God. But it requires an investment from your side. It requires booking in advance. It requires marking off that time in your diary to position yourself to encounter God. A life of purpose is fueled by an encounter with God. The second thing we see is the power of boldness. Now, Walter made the decision to jump into a helicopter with a very drunk pilot. And that took a massive amount of boldness. But then, from there, he leaps into shark-infested waters, which was absolute madness. But the boldness inside of him is the thing that propelled him towards a life of purpose. So let's just have a look at this clip.
Hey, Walter! I was going to drop the radio parts into the boat. You take them, they're right next to you.
Please!
Yeah, just jump in the boat. You got him?
Just jump in the boat?
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing great, Walter.
What do you mean, jump into the boat?
What would be the best way of reaching you to stay in touch?
I don't know. Wait.
What do you mean, jump into the boat? It looks far away.
No, but you gotta go now. Go, 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 go. Go. No. No, 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 Walter. I'm at the other boat, the little boat.
Sometimes God asks us to step out in boldness. In order for us to live a life of purpose, He's requiring us to take a step of boldness. And sometimes for us, it might feel like we're jumping into shark-infested waters. But the thing is that His Holy Spirit is what empowers us and what equips us with boldness to step into what it is that He's calling us to do. Now, Paul continued to live a life that was filled with boldness. He faced persecution, he faced imprisonment, he faced torture, he faced all sorts of things. But this was his response to living a life with purpose and boldness. In Philippians 1, 20 to 24, it says this, "For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ, as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die. For me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better. But if I live, I can do more fruitful work for Christ. So I really don't know which is better. I am torn between two desires. I long to go and be with Christ, which is far better for me, but for your sakes, it is better that I continue to live." You see, the profound thing about this is that Paul didn't care whether he lived or whether he died because he was living a life with purpose. He knew that at the end of the game, at the end of all of everything that he has done, what he would do is go and be with Jesus. And that's the thing that it was holding out hope for him. That is why he could live this life with such boldness, because he knew what he had been purposed for. He knew what he had been called towards. And so each and every one of us have been called for something, have been called to something greater than ourselves, but it requires boldness. And boldness is like a muscle. The more you use it, the more you step out in boldness, the more you choose to put fear aside, the stronger that boldness grows. The less you use it, the weaker that boldness muscle becomes as well. The weaker we become. The more we allow fear to overcome us by not stepping into using the gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit and overcoming the fear. A great example of this is somebody that struggles with social anxiety. Now, social anxiety is a very real thing. And people that struggle with it, I'm not diminishing it by any means. It is a real thing, and it is a difficult thing to live with. But we can either allow it to consume us and to be overcome by fear and to allow it to completely trap us so that we stay locked up in our house and we never leave the house. And when we do that, that muscle becomes weaker and weaker. Or if we choose to step out of our comfort zone and maybe go for a coffee with a friend, we've overcome a fear that might be inside of us. What happens is that boldness muscle grows. And next time, going out is a little bit easier. And the next time, it is a little bit easier. And so it is for any of our fears that we might be facing. If we allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through us, the boldness muscle begins to grow. I'm not sure where you find yourself placed. You know, I'm not too sure where you are struggling in terms of needing to step out in boldness. Maybe it's sharing your story with somebody, a friend or a colleague or somebody in your life, telling them about Jesus. You know, maybe it's getting rid of something that is holding you back. It takes courage. It takes boldness to rid yourself of whatever that thing is. Maybe there's a toxic person in your world that you need to have a difficult conversation with. Maybe it's about allowing yourself to live a bigger life that's more than who you thought you were called to, and allowing God to use you and to use your life for something bigger. A life of purpose is fueled by an encounter, but it is sustained by boldness. We all need boldness in our lives. The third thing we see is the power of presence. Now, there's a snippet in the movie where Walter finally catches up with Sean O'Connell, this renowned photographer. And Sean is in the process of taking this photograph of a beautiful snow leopard. But what he chooses to do rather in that moment is to be present and not actually take the photograph, but rather just be in the moment. Be present. Just enjoy the beauty of what it is, of God's creation and what God created. And he says, beautiful things don't ask for attention. And this teaches us the importance of being present and being in the moment. Let's have a look at this.
How'd you find me anyway? My mom. Cool lady. Knows how to bake.
Yeah. Hey, why did you... When are you gonna take it?
Sometimes I don't. If I like a moment, I mean me, personally, I don't like to have the distraction of the camera. I just want to stay. Here. Oh, it's gone. It's gone. That looks like fun. I think I'm gonna jump in.
Hey, what was the picture, Sean?
We're gonna be odd numbered if you don't join. What was the picture? Let's just call it a ghost cat, Walter Mitty.
God's calling each and every one of us to live in the here and the now, fully present, fully engaged, and fully aware of what is going on around us. You know, we live in a life, we live in society and in this culture of today where we live distracted lives. So there is so much that is causing, that is calling for our attention. There is so much that causes us to become distracted. You know, we can become distracted by being present because we're so busy binge-watching Netflix that we forget to actually engage with our family. We're so busy checking our WhatsApps or scrolling on social media or seeing what everybody else is doing that we forget to actually be present in the here and the now. Maybe it's that you move from one activity to the next activity to the next activity, so busy, so consumed with activity that you forget to actually be present and engaged and undistracted in the moment that you're actually living in. We can move from one kid's activity to the next kid's activity. We can become so consumed with work that every waking moment we're checking emails, we're checking messages, and we never actually take time to be undistracted. But the thing is, it's in the undistracted parts of our life where God speaks to us, where we can listen to other people, where we can engage in conversation, where we can actually be present and undistracted, because it's in those moments that we actually get to live fully present. And Paul encourages us with this beautiful text. It says in Ephesians 5, 15 to 17, so be careful how you live. See, church, some of us are not careful how we live. Some of us just move from day to day, distracted by life and distracted by the things of life, that we don't actually take a moment to say, am I being careful with the way I live? Don't be like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. And I believe it's called evil days because the distraction of the evilness around us stops us from being present and stops us from actually hearing God's word and making the most of every opportunity that we live in every part of our day. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. I believe the Lord wants us to live lives that are undistracted, to live lives that are present, to live lives that are fully engaged. Because when we do that, He can speak to us. He can encounter us. He can engage us in a moment. And I'm not sure about you. I mean, I'm sure each and every one of you are able to name the things that cause distraction in your life and are triggers for you. But for me, you know, sometimes in the early hours of the morning when I've carved out time to be with God, I can become distracted in that moment. Even though I've carved out the time, my mind can become distracted. And I can think about all the things that have to happen in the day instead of focusing on God in that moment. Other times it's in conversation with my husband or with my children where I get distracted by my phone. And instead of listening to the conversation, I'm reading a message or I'm replying to a message. And so I'm never fully present in what's actually happening. And so God is challenging me with that. Maybe it's focusing on one task at a time. For me, I'm good at multitasking. I do 100 things all at once. But sometimes God wants us to be undistracted and focus on one task at a time, complete that, give it its full attention. And once it's been done and completed fully, we can move on to the next task. What is it for you? What areas of your life are you living distracted in and not giving yourself fully to the present moment? A life of purpose is sustained by boldness, but it is enabled by presence. And so as we sum this up, you know, it doesn't really matter how mundane, how ordinary, how busy, how frantic, how crazy your life is. It doesn't matter where you find yourself right now. As Christ followers, the thing that's important for us to know is that if we position ourselves to be fueled by an encounter with God, it will change us. We cannot encounter God where there is no change. There is always change when there is an encounter with God. It takes a positioning. But it is the power of boldness and the power of presence that will propel us further and enable us to live a life of purpose. And you know, at the end of this movie, it was actually at the beginning of the movie when Walter receives all of these negative photographs, along with the photographs was a wallet. It was a gift from Sean O'Connell. But Walter became so distracted by the fact that there was a missing negative, the one that he needed, that he discarded the wallet. He didn't look in the wallet. He didn't explore the wallet. He didn't take notice of the wallet. He became distracted with the thing that was missing. Whereas all along, if he had just opened the wallet, looked inside the pouch, he would have found the missing negative. It was in the wallet. It was there all along. But he landed up going in search across the globe, looking for Sean, when it was there right in front of him all along. And when we look at that for our lives, you know, sometimes the answer is in front of us and has been in front of us all along. But we go looking for the missing pieces in our life. We go looking to find fun. We go looking to find love. We go looking to find the emptiness and the void and the thing that's missing inside of us, when all along, it's right in front of us. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You see, he has given us a gift. Just as Sean, the photographer, gave Walter a gift, he gave him the gift, which was the wallet. It had the missing negative in. Jesus has given us the same gift. He's given us the gift of salvation. He's given us the gift of love and of grace and of freedom. All we have to do is accept it. And that's the beauty of who of this life that we get to live, is if we receive that free gift, we get to receive eternal life and to be with Jesus. So won't you bow your heads right now as we take a moment to just respond to this? I don't know if maybe you've been searching all along. You've been searching for the missing piece. You've been searching for the negative that has been missing. And you're living this life, but the piece that has been missing all along is Jesus. And so today, I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. Accept this free gift of salvation, this free gift of grace that he has given us. When he died on the cross for us and he rose again, he's given us the salvation to go and live in eternity. And when we receive this free gift of salvation, we can be like Paul that says, it doesn't matter if I live or if I die. What I do know is that I get to live in eternity one day with Jesus. And so if that is you, then in a moment I'm going to give you the opportunity to respond by simply raising your hand. And when I see your hand, I'll know who I'm praying with and who I'm praying for. But can I encourage you, don't let this opportunity pass. As you are present right now in this moment, allow God to work in your life. Because each and every one of us want to, at the end of our life, know that we have lived a life that has been filled with purpose. And our purpose is for Jesus. So where you are right now, on the count of three, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. And by raising your hand, you're simply saying yes to following Jesus today. So one, two, three, hands raised right now. Thank you, I see that hand. Thank you, I see those hands. Thank you, I see that hand. On the balcony, is there anyone? I see that hand. Thank you. Thank you, I see that hand on the balcony. So many hands being raised right now. This is a moment where you can be fully present and encountering God, hearing His voice. Thank you, I see your hand at the back. Right now, I want to give you some words to pray. And I'm going to pray the prayer, and in your heart, can I ask you to just repeat this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I acknowledge that I am far from you and in need of your gift of salvation and grace. I believe that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for me, for my sins, and that you rose from the dead to give me eternal life. I ask you to come into my life and to be my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me for my past and make me a new person. I surrender my life to you today, and I commit to following you.
We hope that you have been blessed and inspired by this message. For more information on Thrive Church, visit our website. And for more life-giving messages, go and visit our YouTube channel.